Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today we'll be going through the lore from the Ruination Callista's Odyssey event. Also, small note, I did add some sound effects. Without further introduction, Chapter 2, Destiny.
Could be yours. But are you willing to give up on your promise and leave your home? You would be a wise and just ruler. But how long would your reign be? Honor the promise you have made. But anticipate that darkness might ensue.
Chapter 2, Part 1. Blessed by the Light and aided by a friend, Tyrus led Callista to the Blessed Isles to meet the Council of Helia. The Masters loomed over the Camivorian, scrutinizing her. Callista, the Queen of Camivore lies dying of a poison unknown to our best healers and priests. If the stories of Waters of Life hold any truth, and you are able to help her, I beg that you do so. Council of Helia.
The Council has heard your appeal, Princess Callista of Camivore. We will adjourn to discuss this matter.
What's there to discuss? You can either help or let an innocent woman die. If you have the means to save our queen, please just tell me.
You will be summoned when we have an answer.
The Council's evasion left Callista with no recourse. She could only wander and wait within this beautiful city of scholars. As she stared at the immense wall of mist, a petite woman approached her. Jendakaya.
The mists are a marvel, are they not? I hope you don't mind me interrupting. I often come out here to think and get away from everything in the city.
Hello, my name is Callista.
Oh, I know who you are. You are the Camivorian princess, the one who tried to get into the Great Library this morning. I am Artificer Jendakaya. It's a pleasure to meet you. You spoke of the Council of Helia. How did that go?
I asked a favor of them, and 4 days later, I'm still awaiting an answer.
That's not surprising. They're a bunch of pompous asses, insufferable, self-entitled, and petty. What is it you do here? You seem different from the others. Most would describe me as an eccentric, if they're being kind, or a dangerous, rogue agitator, if being more pointed. I am an artificer adept of the Sentinels.
What sort of research do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I make weapons. Meet me here at sunset tomorrow. I should have the kinks in my latest creation worked out by then.
The next evening, Callista headed to the park and followed Jendakaya to her workshop, where a wide assortment of weapons was on display.
This is probably all the weapons in Helia. Probably. Weapons are not something that my peers are very interested in, sadly. Here, let me show you something. This is what the first sentinels used to protect Helia.
They protected the isles with stones.
These are relic stones, ancient fragments created long before mortals walked this world. They're infused with spirit magic, but are incredibly stable, as well as powerful. It's pretty fun, right?
Let me try again, said Callista.
Chapter 2, Part 2. Under this city of learning flows the waters of life.
What? You're refusing to save a dying woman?
The so-called waters of life do not exist. We are sorry that you have been misled to believe otherwise. Our decision is that we cannot save her. Had you brought your queen here, perhaps there might have been something that could be done. But we will never know.
How could I have brought the dying queen here? You have cut yourselves from the world, content in your bubble of privilege. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Your time in Helia has come to an end. You will not return. Our thoughts and hopes go with you for the swift recovery of your queen.
Callista gave the council one final, dismissive glare and strode away. Back on the Arete Savant, Tyrus introduced her to a guest and gave them space to converse privately. Urlok Grail.
I am Urlok Grail, Warden Prefect of Thresholds. I heard about your ill treatment by the Masters. They are fools, and they lied to you. The waters of life are real. I am sure the physicians and mages of Camivore will be able to verify the truth of that.
From within his robe, the warden produced a vial of liquid. Perfectly clear, Callista took the vial, looking at it with awe.
This is all I was able to bring you. Alas, it is unlikely to be enough to save your good queen. But I would very much like the King of Camivore to know that he has a friend, an ally, in Helia. One who will help him get all the water he needs.
Callista, how would that be possible?
With this stone.
A waystone? Why would you give this to me? What's in it for you?
I have no love for the council, but would be amenable to the patronage of the King of Camivore.
What's your plan?
Bring your dying queen here. Use the stone to find your way through the mist. The council will not be able to refuse your king, not when he arrives on their doorstep. And once the queen is cured, I want to leave the Blessed Isles with him. Yes, a position and title within the court of Camivore. That is what I want. Do not speak of this to Tyrus and his apprentice. This will be our little secret. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Chapter 2, Part 3. The Crumbling Kingdom. A lady's prevailing soul.
General, the city is under martial law now and the streets are chaotic. It'd not be safe to travel without protection. The rioting started within the city after the granaries were shut.
What madness is this?
What's going on, Nuno?
The city is now a war zone?
The king is too distracted to rule. He hasn't left the royal wing since you've been gone.
But his soul still lives, yes?
I think you need to see for yourself, but be careful. He's unpredictable of late.
Thank the ancestors, you finally returned. There are so few I can trust. Did you find the Blessed Isles?
Yes, I did.
I knew you'd save her.
Come in!
My love must hear this wondrous news.
My love, wake up. I have wonderful news. My love?
She sleeps so soundly. Perhaps we will let her rest.
Chapter 2, Part 4. The twins approach. The end draws near.
I'm tired. I can feel Wolf breathing down my neck. It comes even closer now. A part of me wishes for all this to be over. That I may simply let them take me away. Away from this pain and fear. But I can't. I mustn't give up now. Should I succumb, Viego will surely give in to his madness, and his rage shall spill onto the innocent. For their sakes, I must live. I'm going to sleep now.
Excerpt from Queen Isolde's Diary. Chapter 2, Part 5. Unveiling Schemes, Despairing Fools. Callista.
Ancestors, this is a nightmare.
Nuno.
It is, and it gets worse. Besides the empty treasury, Camivore is massively in debt, desperate to find a miracle cure. He's been throwing gold and sending out offerings to other nations. Oh, and there's also a famine. There's been no rain, and the fields are barren.
This is a disaster.
Where's Lord Hecarim? The Iron Order holds the palace, but I have not seen him. Is he helping maintain the peace in the city? Your husband-to-be left a portion of his order here and marched the rest east, along with the Horns of Ebon and a few lesser orders.
Marched east? He should be here, not off fighting meaningless wars. What is he thinking?
I agree, but he went on the king's commands. Viego wants an enemy to blame, but it won't be enough, I'm afraid.
Do we still have the power to change things? For the next few days, Callista barely had time to breathe, spending her hours reading dispatches and reports, and discussing solutions to fix the terrible state of things with Nunu, until Ledros came to visit.
Ledros, it's good to see you.
I am glad you returned safely, General.
Reunited after so long, the two confided in each other and exchanged information about the Iron Order's control over the palace. Soon, Ledros mentioned Hecarim's vicious schemes.
I have heard rumors of how Lord Hecarim became Grand Master of the Iron Order. He could have saved the previous Grand Master of his order. He had the chance to protect him, but chose not to.
You're saying that Hecarim left him to die. Is there any proof?
It's not hard to believe. The man will do anything to gain power. You cannot marry him, Cal.
Hecarim is ambitious and headstrong, but a murderer?
You are far too trusting. You see the best in people, but some people are just bad. He is one of them.
Ledros' face reddened. He seemed to realize how inappropriate his outburst was, and he looked down. Callista continued to speak coldly.
Ledros, is it for my benefit you want me to call off this wedding, or your own?
Do not trust him.
Jealousy is an unattractive trait, Commander.
Without another word, Callista turned and walked away, leaving Ledros behind. Chapter 2, Part 6, Captivity and Conspiracy.
Tell me what you found. Tell me how to get through the mist.
I will not. No good will come of it.
Viego, please, do not do this.
Take her away. Lock her in a cell.
You've been here for weeks, my lady.
As you can see, the whole kingdom has descended into madness. And was your rampage against our allies a success?
I wish I had remained here.
Viego insisted on the attack, but his reasons were not completely flawed.
Not striking back against someone was making us look weak in the eyes of our enemies and allies.
But they were our allies. They had nothing to gain from assassinating Viego.
For decades, they have played both sides. By expanding Camivore's borders, we also solidify our power. I am sure you're aware of the situation of our coffers.
2 days later.
I trust you're feeling more yourself now, my lady.
Yes, I suppose I have you to thank for this.
Don't thank me yet. I have not managed to secure your release, but I can at least make you more comfortable. There is a way I can ensure that you will be released within the hour. Give him what he wants.
It will do no good. Isolde is not coming back.
He found the vial of water in your room. He had it studied, and its healing properties have been proven. But he believes he needs more, far more, in order to save Isolde.
She's dead. She could be submerged in the waters and it wouldn't matter.
Viego is still refusing to accept that, but we could take him to the Blessed Isles. Seeing for himself that nothing can be done for her could dispel this insanity that grips him. If we do nothing, Viego will drag the kingdom down with him. Then everyone drowns. This might be our only chance. It might be his only chance.